Tamara Komaronskaya is a 78-year-old female who alleges she tripped and fell on a sidewalk as she was entering a restaurant. Period. She tripped on the edge of a tree planter and sustained a proximal humerus fracture. Period. She was taken by ambulance to Coney Island Hospital. She was diagnosed with a proximal humerus fracture. Subsequently, she sought orthopedic care and was treated non-operatively based on the minimal displacement of the injury by Dr. Karen Schneider. She was placed into a sling for a period of time and subsequently underwent physical therapy and regained normal function and correction, and she has regained function, period. She reports her current symptoms are left upper arm pain with the weather change, period. Paragraph impression. Left proximal humerus fracture. Healed. No functional loss appeared. No further treatment needed. There's no permanency to this injury, period. Transcriptionist, please also add that she stopped physical therapy in 2022, period. Paragraph. Discussion. Proximal humerus fractures are classified according to the near classification of parts, period. A fracture can be one part, two part, three part, or four parts, period. They're classified based on the amount of displacement and angulation of the humeral head from the proximal humeral shaft. The claimant had a minimally displaced fracture, according to the review of records, period. These fractures are treated non-operatively in a sling initially for about 6 weeks, followed by physical therapy to regain motion, period. The claimant was treated in this manner, and she has been discharged from physical therapy, period. Currently, she reports subjective pain with weather changes, referring to the upper arm, period. She, on objective, correction on examination, there are no objective findings such as joint crepitus, cuff weakness, or loss of motion, period. She has symmetrical motion to the opposite side, and the rotator cuff strength is normal, period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the proximal humerus fracture has fully healed, and she has regained normal function, period. There's no further need for treatment, period. There's no permanency to this injury, period. Paragraph, the left upper extremity, she has a history of a distal radius fracture, which was treated with a volar plating and operative treatment, period. This is fully healed. At the time of the accident, as she reports, there were no additional fractures. She has no functional deficits or pain, period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the left upper extremity has no functional deficits or injury, period. Transcriptionist, please add the impression number two, left upper extremity. No evidence of injury in the setting of a prior left distal radius fracture, open reduction, internal fixation, period. Thank you, Andy.